Support for IPR comes from Hands in Harmony, a therapeutic healthcare facility with a splash of spa and a team of holistic healers to help in the quest for health, harmony, and happiness. Cedar Rapids and Mount Vernon. Classes, massage, and more at myhih.com.
Today is Wednesday, April 17th. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Sheila Brummer. The Iowa House passed an amended version yesterday of Governor Kim Reynolds' bill to eliminate and merge dozens of state boards and commissions. IPR's Katerina Sestarik reports.
Democrats criticized the part of the bill that would eliminate several commissions for underrepresented groups, including African Americans, Latino Iowans, and Native Americans. The bill would also make the state human rights board smaller and have it represent all underrepresented groups in Iowa. Representative Jerome Amos Jr. of Waterloo says it's not enough to have just one person from each group advising state government.
You have to understand that it's going to silence numerous diverse voices in our state.
Republican Representative Jane Bloomingdale of Northwood says she believes underrepresented groups will have a stronger voice with these changes, and she says the bill ensures lawmakers continue to review changes to state boards in the future. The bill goes back to the Senate for consideration.
The bill headed to Governor Kim Reynolds' desk would prohibit cities and counties from establishing guaranteed income programs aimed at reducing the impact of poverty. Supporters of the ban in the Iowa Senate said programs such as Uplift in Central Iowa are a form of socialism. Uplift is a two-year pilot program providing $500 monthly stipends to 110 low-income participants in Polk and surrounding counties. Democratic Senator Tony Bisignano of Des Moines says no state funding is being used, so the legislature should not be involved.
And if you're not going to help, get out of the way. That's all we ask. I didn't come here and ask you for money. I didn't ask you to subsidize the working poor. I'm just asking you to stay out of the way.
The bill states that any existing programs must end by January 1st. An organizer for Uplift says they are reviewing the bill but plan to finish their scheduled payments through April of next year. They believe they can do that since a large part of the funding comes from private sources. With steps in motion to arm school staff in Iowa classrooms, some parents are concerned about what that may mean for their children. IPR's Grant Leo Winter has more from Waterloo.
The bill would require districts with enrollments greater than 8,000 to hire school resource officers trained in firearms. 60% of Iowans support armed staff in some way, according to a February Des Moines Register poll, but some black parents aren't so sure. Kim Campbell is the mother of a student in Waterloo Community Schools. She worries that allowing firearms in the district could make school less safe for her middle schooler.
Historically, black and brown people have been more largely impacted by gun violence. As a mom raising a black son, I'm always thinking about stuff like that as well.
The bill would also give qualified immunity to permitted armed staff and protect them from prosecution if they use, quote, reasonable force.
Members of the Iowa House of Representatives have advanced a bill to raise their own pay and that of statewide elected officials like the governor. They would all get a $10,000 raise. That would put state lawmakers' salaries at $35,000 per year plus per diem payments for travel during the session. Under the bill, the governor would make $140,000 per year, and most other statewide elected officials earning $113,000. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says lawmakers haven't gotten a pay raise since 2007, and some lawmakers are leaving because they can't afford to stay.
The unfortunate reality we face is, do we want our legislature made up of a bunch of rich folks and retired folks, because that'll be the only ones that can afford to serve up here? Or do we want the representation of the legislature to be based upon the people of Iowa?
House members also advanced a bill that would direct the Legislative Council to consider pay raises for legislative staff. For Here First, I'm Sheila Brummer. Have a great day.
Support for IPR comes from the Healing Room at Upstream Functional Medicine, offering medical spa services that support the body's natural ability to detoxify from environmental challenges. Learn more about the Healing Room at upstreamfm.com.